Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well, this is on the calling show, and I don't use this anymore, so I don't have to do any intro crap. Seuss, snap reactions to the two trades.
Well, to be honest with you, Phil, I have a hard time questioning someone who won the league the previous year, but I really am at a loss as to what you're accomplishing here.
Well, hang on a second. Another caller. Is that Jimbo?
I work with another ball juice entertainer, and listen, I know what you want. That's why you want some of this change right here. I got a change for you. Listen, I got pops. Not a pop, but a thot. I got a whole roller dance for the thot. I got big thots, fat thots, skinny thots, ugly thots, and all I'm saying is y'all need to come on the
top. No flame. No flame. No.
I'm going to bring on the next caller. All right, who's this?
This is Paul.
Paul, what's up, man?
How you doing? Is this Phil?
Yep, we got Seuss on the good line. Jimmy was on the line, but he hung up.
Phil, so you're in an echo chamber, man. Like, are you like talking in a little dark room with no people, or what's going on?
Kind of, actually. I'm home alone, and yeah, it kind of is exactly like that.
Oh shit! You have no pants on.
You shouldn't announce things like you're home alone, because you know Elwood's lurking out there, dude. He's been waiting for the calling show to pop back up, dude. You shouldn't tell him you're home by yourself.
Yeah, I feel like we're gonna see a newspaper headline out of Nashville tomorrow, like sad pantsless man slaughtered in his kitchen. It's gonna be really sad.
Elwood, I'm just kidding. I've got tons of people over and lots of guns. So.
Well, it sounds like it based on the echo chamber you're in. Oh wait.
Yeah, sorry. I've got the. I'm using my computer as my phone.
Hey, Seuss.
Yes.
He's taking a shit, isn't he? That's really what's happening.
No, I'm on my Mac. I'm on my computer.
I'm on my Mac.
I just keep hearing sounds that sound like poop.
Oh, I think it's the cooking oil on my socks. God damn. Holy cow. Oh. Hi, guys. How you doing? I almost fell down. And my wife is laughing at me. I spilled cooking oil all over the kitchen when I was making these wonderful pork tenderloins I was making, and it's on my socks. And I made the mistake of actually, you know, standing, and literally my feet just flew out from under me. Good times. Anyway.
Hang on a second. Jimmy, you there?
I'm back.
Okay. So I can kind of explain. I've been back and forth on these deals for a while, but I set up a Word document, and I had four keeper lists all right next to each other, and I was looking them over and trying to determine what I thought would be the best fit. The first deal with Ivan, you know, I feel like I am giving up, you know, I'm giving up a lot of talent. You know, I actually love Donaldson in Toronto this year. That's one of the reasons why I wanted him. I've been trying to get Stanton from Nitz forever. At one point, I offered five keepers for Stanton just out of pure, like, desperation, and then realized that was probably a stupid move, so I retracted it, but he still wouldn't accept it, so I knew that wasn't going to happen. I looked into Jose Bautista a little bit, and me and neighbors had something pretty close, but I ended up dealing Dozier instead. So my whole idea behind the first deal was you know, I wasn't a huge fan of Frazier in the first place. You know, the deal I got Frazier with Jimmy, I was actually after Stroman most of all.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about? Did you deal Frazier?
You didn't see the last two deals that just took place, did you?
Apparently my email has not been, has they've been failing me. Hold on. Go ahead. I'll look at the emails and then I'll chime in. Go ahead.
All right. So I wasn't a huge fan of Frazier. I mean, he's probably just a few dollars under market value would be my guess. And, but I probably would have kept him, but I just didn't really like the, you know, the amount of money he cost. But I really, I was after Stroman. And I think Stroman's in for a huge year, so I really wanted him. So,
Sorry, go ahead.
Dude, I love Stroman.
Oh, Stroman's great. I actually agree with you there.
Frazier was just like $3 or $4 of value, I thought. So he really wasn't that big of a deal to me. He's basically a non-keeper in my head. And Cody Allen is a tough loss because he is entrenched at the closer position. I mean, he's as you know, entrenched at the closer position as you could probably find. And I think
Phil.
Yeah.
Can I tell you to stop talking right now because you won that trade and you're not going to convince any of us otherwise. So you did very well in that trade. So shut up. Let's talk about how Jimmy just butt fucked you in that next trade. Let's talk about that. Can we talk about that?
Hey.
No. Let's talk about that.
That's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm talking about.
Phil, stop talking. Let's let Jimmy talk about how he negotiated the absolute ass raping of you on that trade. Jimmy, would you like to talk about that?
Well, I mean, it could go either way.
That sounds like something neighbors would say. But still, I think, Jimmy, really, when you look at this trade, you're trading Milwaukee's closer, which maybe, I mean, Francisco Rodriguez, unless he signed in the last like 40 minutes or so, still is not on a team. And Jonathan Broxton, Jonathan Broxton still sucks, right?
Yeah, he blows.
Okay. And a guy who has a torn UCL, which you know, as Phil is so wont to tell me, is, you know, going to result in a Tommy John surgery, whether I like it or not. For a guy who still earlier today was telling me was basically equal to George Springer. So, you know, I feel like you just got George Springer in a trade, Jimmy. That's a good thing for you, correct?
Hey, we just got another caller. Who's this?
This is the proud owner of Jesus Montero.
All right.
I actually don't.
Jesus.
God. Ivan.
What did I do this time?
Dill, it wasn't the Jesus Montero trade, if that's any consolation
Jesus
to you.
Montero. He's a saint.
Hey, did you see him today? He's jacked. He's going to hit 25 bombs this year.
Is he not? Yeah, wait, so he didn't. So he decided not to come into camp 30 pounds overweight this year?
He took that ice cream ice cream sandwich to heart.
Hmm.
Much like his namesake, he has been resurrected.
Montero?
He's been Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, right. Yeah, that
guy. He'll get there. He's been resurrected. Yeah. Well, you didn't give up much.
What's that?
You didn't give up much. I mean, you gave up Archie Bradley at 11. That isn't – I mean, maybe Montero finds a spot. Who knows? But I don't think Bradley at 11 is a good keep.
Well, that was my logic was, you know, he's got a few weeks to – or Montero has a few weeks to earn his keep. He's still eligible at catcher for God knows what reason. So, I mean, my keeper list is so bad. My team is so bad that, yeah, gambling on Jesus Montero – for somebody that I definitely wasn't going to keep. Why not?
No, sure. You know what? I actually take it back. I'm looking at that trade that Phil and you made, Ivan, and honestly, that vastly improves your keeper list. Actually, I take it back. Even though I think Phil is a violent winner in that trade,
yeah,
it actually helps you immensely.
It was a trade I had to do. I wasn't happy to do it. I was trying to get
that...
Stroman. I really was.
I know you were.
As the fourth part, I thought maybe I could bring four keepers. But
let me tell you something. As a former owner of Marcus Stroman, I agree completely. I dig me some Marcus Stroman. I love him. I love him like my – I love him more than my kids a little bit. Honestly, let's be honest. They're my kids, so they can't be that good, right? Even my wife is over here nodding at me.
Well, let me take just 1 minute and explain me and Jimmy's trade. Me and Jimmy has been completely badgering me, so I obviously knew he wanted. He said, "Also, this is your deadline, and I'm canceling it." But then he'd of course reoffer it, so I obviously knew that he wanted me. And I'm in a position where I have been back and forth on Blackman, and at the very beginning of the offseason when I got him, I was definitely pro Blackman. But as I've been doing more reading,
So you were pro Blackman at the beginning of the offseason, but now you're not pro Blackman?
Oh, I love, Blackman are the best.
Of course, Jimmy likes him. Of course, Jimmy likes him because Charlie Blackman is what would happen if you stuck Justin Ruggiano in Coors Field.
Batting average is a little bit better.
Yeah. I think Blackman is pretty good, but I just felt like from what I've been reading that he's going to be platooning. It's not going to be Dickerson, and it's obviously not going to be Cargo. And obviously Cargo's got a chance of getting hurt, but I was afraid that Blackman was going to be platooning with Stubbs. Everywhere I read, it kept saying that he's probably going to platoon, and I don't want a platoon guy. And so I'll roll the dice with Tanaka, and if Tanaka goes down, I still got a $6 closer out of it. Hopefully it's Kate Rod and not Broxton, because Broxton blows. I just replaced Cody Allen. And now I can keep Mike Fires.
Stop.
As in tire fires.
Yes.
Dude, tire fires. Hey, I want to put some bets down before the season starts with Mike Fires because I need to win some money.
Do his AAA stance count? Because if they do, I'll take that bet.
Dude, I am going to put Mike Fires up against any of your pitchers.
Corey Kluber or Dylan Betances? Really?
Dude,
you're going
to
do that?
Corey Kluber can't hold a candle to Mike Fires.
Mike Fires is learning under the wing of
Kyle
Loesch.
I will take your wife and your children for that bet. Seriously. Like, what do you want to bet on that?
Oh, man. I'll give you 10-1 odds on $1.
Stop yourself. Good Lord.
Well, so that was my reasoning behind it.
I just offered to raise your children, Phil. My God.
I think if my children were raised by Paul, my children would turn out ugly and stupid.
Well, I don't think that's true at all.
Well, actually, they can't be ugly because they've got...
No, I was going to say, first off, they couldn't possibly be ugly because, my God, we're going to get your wife's genes because, she's a looker. Let's be honest. You married above yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And
even though you look like an Abercrombie, you do look like an Abercrombie model.
Yeah.
Did she take the boy with her? Or?
She took the boy with her. She might not be coming back.
if she knows what's good for her, she won't be.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'd like to get some more reaction here from the rest of the crowd and leave Mrs. Colling out of this.
She's a saint. She puts up with your ass, my God.
That's true. I'm not as annoying in real life as I am on Facebook and fantasy baseball life.
So does anybody believe that? Because...
Hey,
so Francisco Rodriguez, this is the same guy who was on the Angels, right? The same guy who beat the crap out of his father-in-law in New York, right?
Yes, that guy.
Dude was talking shit.
All right. I was just checking to see if. Okay. So that could be a pretty good trade. He's got some money to him.
Yeah. He beat the crap out of his father-in-law. That's correct.
He went to the Mets and everything went wrong, and now he's trying to rebuild himself in Milwaukee, which he is learning under the wing of Kyle Loesch, so he should do all right for himself.
Wow. I didn't know Ivan was doubling his Jim Men tonight.
one of the 10 best pitchers named Kyle of all time.
See, that's not Jim Men, because Jim would say he's one of the 10 best pitchers of all time. That's the difference there.
But, I don't know. See, I don't really give a crap about Charlie Blackman, though. So, I mean, I did try to get him from Phil, but that was basically just as a throw-in.
Yeah, I don't see him. I don't see him putting up the numbers he put up last year in a platoon role. And
Wait. So you're telling me you were lying to me earlier today? When you
Absolutely.
Thought he was basically George Springer, I'm hurt.
Absolutely.
Still. I'm hurt.
Yeah, I'm trying to elicit. I thought maybe you might be drunk and you might give me Springer.
You were talking to me at 9 a.m., Phil.
Hey, I know you well.
Shit.
But to be fair, Blackman was the 19th player on the player rate last year, and Springer was like 200th. To be fair.
He was also the number 7 ranked outfielder on the player radar, but he's going to platoon with Drew fucking Sutter.
Jimmy, rarely will I ever give you props for something, but that might be the funniest thing you've ever said. That was really well done.
Well, I mean, really, if you honestly look at it, Drew Stubbs and Charlie Blackman, statistically, minimal difference.
Yeah.
Minimal difference.
They are very close.
I do love me some Drew Stubbs.
I mean, that's...
I'll give you a A-Rod with him.
Who has A-Rod now?
I do.
Jimmy wasn't Wiggins still? Oh, no, Jimmy, you do?
Yeah.
Jimmy kept offering them to me, thinking that was sweetening the deal.
If handwritten apology letters were a category, then Jimmy would have run away with the sleeve by now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's been on
and purple lips. Don't forget purple lips.
Yeah, they've been talking about him on TV a lot lately, so I could probably just trade him to Darling.
Boys, cannot wait to see you guys in a month.
Is it only
that
a month?
That sounds really gay.
I will be in Chicago a couple of nights before if you want to come out and get wasted.
Man,
you had me at in Chicago, James.
Excellent.
Done. Well, you're not going to like a country. You're not going to a country show or something.
No.
Okay. Well, just making sure.
Word.
I have to buy you a drink to apologize for the burying a girl in your basement comment, you know.
Sometimes people call you bad things.
So who wants to put odds on Tyler Shore not putting in a keeper list?
Oh, that's off the board at this point. Like, he might show up to the draft, but that's off the board, isn't it, Foose?
What?
Was he
sweating? Hey, we got another caller. Who's on the line?
I've had you guys on mute for a while because my stupid dog fuck up.
No, we said, I mean, Tyler Short, Tyler giving a keeper list is like off the board at this point, right?
Fascinated to see the 50 million force because it's going to happen with him. I mean, so because he's not going to show up or he'll send some guy that we've never seen before to draft him.
He'll
be surprised.
Michigan is going to be in the quarterfinals of the CBI that weekend. So really, they've got it. He's got to go see that.
I mean, maybe he's got a big kickball tournament or something to oversee.
Yeah, it could be that too. Yeah.
I mean, that's possible.
I mean, let's be honest. I think it's all code for pie eating contest, but still.
No.
Wait.
Send this.
Wait. Hang on a second. Who did I just bring on the line? Who's 815-549?
That's
that would be
weird. Yeah, Rob Laird.
Okay, sorry. I didn't hear him. Sorry. Okay.
Hey, can we talk about my movie league title real quick?
No.
I should use other podcasts for that.
No, I talked to Buzz not too long ago and was asking him about his list and stuff, and he says, my list really, really blows. That's all he said back. I said, give me interest.
No.
So he said, my list really, really blows. That's all he said back.
He seems to be in tune then, if that's the case, because really, it does blow.
I mean, would you guys even want McCutcheon at 31?
I'd take him if given to him, given to me for free.
Yeah.
I just traded for Jesus Montero, so maybe I'm not the best source for this.
He likes Carlo better than Andrew McCutcheon. Supposedly, that's not a math comparison either, because he likes Carlos Gonzalez better than if Babe Ruth came back to life.
Hate.
The Matrix would respond, but it's back in 1997, convincing Laird to trade Larry Walker for Tony Womack.
Fourth, fifth overall.
Huh?
What?
What did you say? If this was a straight draft, where would you take Carlos Gonzalez? Fourth, fifth overall?
No.
In front of Goldschmidt, in front of Abreu. I mean,
ESPN has Carlos Gonzalez rated as a fourth rounder right now.
In a 10-team or a 12-team league?
10 teams, so 30.
So in our league, you'd be a second-round pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
No, I disagree. You'd take him, 10th.
Well, fuck that. I'd take him first. Who's
Clayton
that Mike
Kershaw
guy? Screw that dude.
Take him first. Let's see.
We're talking about Carlos Gomez, right? Not. No. Oh, wrong cargo. I'm sorry.
Well, no, but Carlos Gonzalez was really good 4 years ago. That means he's going to be really good next year, right?
But, I mean, you say 4 years ago, he's 33 years old right now, but he's still only, 30? If that, maybe 29?
Isn't he 72?
I think he's still good.
I mean,
he's young.
I remember you posted something about his value over the last 4 years or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And it was a clear downward trend. Like, it was a pretty obvious, a Mark Teixeira style.
That's what happens when you play fewer and fewer games every game. I mean, that's been his issue, necessarily been his health. Now, he didn't perform very well in
Rob, you're saying as you get older, maybe you play fewer games because you become more fragile as your age advances?
Yeah, I mean,
we have to have a separate podcast about this.
But,
do you
think
he'll be able to beat Charlie Blackman out for at bats?
Awesome.
I'm asking for a friend.
I'm asking for a friend. Okay.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yes.
Quick question. Give me your quick stat line on Charlie Blackman's stats this year.
280, 15 homers, 65 RBIs, 23 stolen bases.
Give us the real projections.
No, I actually like that sideline. I think that's perfect. That's perfect for him. That's fine.
Well, I mean, I think that's pretty fair.
Now, I've been not listening to the podcast tonight, so I'm kind of out of the loop where the conversation has been. But I want to ask Jimmy. It seems like you're collecting guys that are balanced between power and stuff. Like you've got a bunch of 15, 15, 20, 20 guys in the roster right now. Has that kind of been intentional, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, it's been completely intentional because I feel like a lot of times I try to piece guys together like, oh, this guy will hit homers, this guy will steal, and if you lose one of those guys, you lose all of it, whereas I feel like if you can balance it out, especially for cheap, those guys usually go for more in the draft. So I don't know, I just feel like it's better valued.
So, Jimmy, yeah. Where's the guy who will have sex with you? Well, I'm sorry, I thought you were neighbors. I apologize. Hold on. Go ahead, Laird. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to ask because, I mean, I think more than anybody's list, he's got a collection of guys that can do that. And I think he didn't give up too much to get Charlie Blackman, in my opinion, in terms of
people
value. I think he got
really.
a pretty good deal on that. And he's actually a couple of trades he's made with Phil now where I think he's kind of stolen away a little bit of value from him, which is, unlike Phil.
Yeah, I actually think I gave away a little bit of value in the Dozier deal.
No, you didn't.
Well, the only reason I say that is because here's the thing about Dozier is I don't want a guy batting .240 with over 620 at-bats. And I don't believe that he's going to go 20-20 again. He'll be close to that, but I just really like Stroh.
But
Phil,
the .240 average, look at batting averages now compared to even 3 years ago. .240 isn't killing you like it was in 2008. I mean,
yeah,
the league average right now is the league average is like .255 right now. So .240 is not killing you. You need a .270.
No, Phil, he's right.
Yeah.
Don't poo-poo that. You can't poo-poo that. The league average last year was .255.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Now, in our league, the league average, I believe, is like I think batting averages for the Bake were like .260 to .263 range.
I think it was .261 last year. I think I did at the end of the season. So
a .240 batting average, you need a guy that's .281 to balance that out. I think you can find that. That's just me.
Maybe. Yeah, I just really wanted Stroman, and I thought that Frazier was still pretty good, but he's not going to give me a tremendous value. But I think Dozier's only going to.
It doesn't matter. Wait. No, but it doesn't matter what Frazier is. You just dealt him. So it doesn't even matter. Josh Donaldson is good. No, but I know. But Josh, you dealt him and got Josh Donaldson, who I do like and who I think in Toronto is very good.
I hope so.
So that trade in itself is like completely nullified in the sense that you've spun those parts off already. If you want to say that deal.
Go ahead, Paul.
No, if you want to say that deal was you gave up Dozier and got back Donaldson and Stroman, I'd say you did very well. And that's basically what you did.
Yeah.
You can't poo-poo still Dozier's average based on what he can do because anyone in Major League Baseball who can go 20-20, even if – and Seuss, if you're there, you can talk about the absolutely batshit projection you had for Javier Baez that you showed me. Even if it's somebody like that, there's still value there.
I've seen projections for Javi Baez that have him batting like 197, but hitting 30 bombs and stealing.
He's not there. Hold on. I got a messenger. Yeah. I'll look at it. I can find it. He's obviously not there. It was. It's fairly close here. It made me laugh out loud. I will say that. It was 26 home runs, 49 RBI, 12 steals, and a 189 batting average.
What's more impressive? The 46 RBIs. 46 RBIs, 26 bombs.
I don't even know. Like, the RBIs almost got me more than the batting average did. Honestly, that's like Reggie Sanders numbers. But the batting average itself, I was like, if he's hitting 189, are the Cubs really going to give him those at-bats? They have people to take that from him. They can at least hit 220.
I mean, yeah, it'll be a lot of Tommy La Stella if it's not Baez.
Yeah,
well,
it's
going to
be him, Tommy La Stella. It's going to be Arismendi Alcantara, who
yeah.
I think Alcantara's getting edged out here.
Well, I mean,
Alcantara. I'm sorry, Alcantara.
Alcantara, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Well, what is the outfield going to be?
So, did you see today's thing? First
well,
day
Brian,
workout.
Brian
for,
wants to play in the outfield for spring training. But
first day at workout today, Chris Bryant played in the outfield. So, to me, the outfield is going to be a Coughlin and someone platoon.
Fowler.
Fowler in center. And, shit, I don't even know who I'm
maybe
right.
Jorge Soler possibly out there as well. Maybe, I don't
Soler
know.
And right to let him ease into the defense. Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. You've got Alcantara to, like, spell people out there. You can play all three outfield positions.
Yeah, maybe Alcantara be a super utility like the Jesus
was. Well, and that's
or
sort of what they
the
pegged
Rosa
him
was.
For.
Right.
And I think La Stella defensively is solid enough that they could put him in the corner outfield positions if they needed him to.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be happy about it. I really think the best place for Chris Bryant is third base. That really bugs me. Because they have so many other people to play the outfield right now.
Hey, okay, I have a quick question.
Go ahead.
Hey, this is really kind of changing gears. I was just reading something.
Actually,
Phil,
before you let me quickly finish the thought.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
If you think Chris Bryant can ever be a third baseman, it does him no good to play the outfield right now. None whatsoever.
Okay, I thought you were saying something else. So I agree.
No. That's what I'm saying with that. If you think he can be a third baseman, he has to play third base. Otherwise, you're completely wasting his time and stunting his development. Go ahead, Phil.
On that note, I guess, real quick, I do think that I'd rather have him there than Mike Olt. I don't think Mike Olt has – I mean, he's proven that he can't play. So they
well,
need
he
can't to
– hit. Or see.
Well, he can hit home runs, but he can't – yeah, he can't hit over 200.
Right.
Hey, what do you guys think about this? What do you think about Farrell saying that Victorino, if healthy, is the starting right fielder? That kind of pushes Mookie Betts kind of out of a fantasy perspective, don't you guys think?
No, I think Mookie Betts is starting at AAA.
They're going to let Victorino play his way out. Victorino will get hurt or he'll struggle, and then they'll call somebody. They'll put Betts there or Castillo or somebody. Along those lines, I actually wanted to know where Jimmy thinks Yoan Moncada is going to play.
I have an answer to that if he doesn't.
Single A or Double A?
Well, he's not going Double A. There's no way.
He'll start in Single A. What?
He'll start low A.
He's got,
won't he? He'll start low A.
He's gonna. Well, which one starts at the beginning of the season? He's gonna start there. I think low A doesn't start till later.
Yeah.
So I think he's gonna be at high A.
Won't he go to extended spring training then first? Rather than go back to high A, he's only 18 years old. There's no way they do anything crazy with him. Not Boston.
Well, he only needs 2 years in the minors, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
That's really speculative. Well, he'd be a shortstop, right?
Well, no, Bogart's playing shortstop.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a second baseman. He's going to follow up Pedroia.
But Pedroia,
then what if they put Betts at second?
I honestly think they might.
And what if Bogart sucks? I mean, has Bogart proved himself yet?
Defensively, yes. Defensively, he has.
So.
Yes. At shortstop, he has. Ivan, can you back me up there?
No, I'm not saying he hasn't proved himself defensively. I'm saying so what.
He's given himself the chance to prove himself there.
But if
and they're going to give
years,
him every chance.
If Castillo's two years away, why would they give up
it?
On Castillo as a shortstop that early? If Castillo's still 2 years away, why just
not
assume
Castillo,
that Bogart is going to be
Castillo,
a shortstop?
Not Castillo, Moncada.
Moncada. I'm sorry. I'm getting.
The only thing I can think of is that they'll put him at third and move Sandoval to first when Napoli leaves.
Well, and
that's
supposedly
that's
also a possibility.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is I think what we're going to see this season from the Red Sox. The interesting thing is if Castillo can man center. If he can man center adequately, that's going to be a big thing for the Red Sox because there still seems to be a question about that to me. Like, if he has to play a corner outfield position, that's going to be a big problem for the Red Sox.
I mean, how are the Red Sox
you
not
can put a
dealt
statue
out?
In left, though.
What's that?
You can put a statue in left field, though, if you're Boston. I mean,
yes, but that's where they're putting Hanley. That's their statue.
Right. But getting back to Moncada, isn't the philosophy with prospects that can play middle infield to just keep them at shortstop so they prove they can't play shortstop and then move them somewhere else as you get closer to the higher levels because, you know, you want to let your athletes be athletes? I mean, when was the last time a guy that could play shortstop move to third or second in low A or high A even?
No, you're right. That's what they've done with Baez.
And that's probably what they'll do with him, but I don't think he ends up a shortstop is the point. And I think that Bogaerts has proven he can't hit while he's playing other positions other than shortstop. And I think Ivan will back me up on that.
Right. Yeah, I would agree.
I will back him up on that. He wants to play shortstop. I think they wanted to play shortstop. So everything kind of falls into place around that.
Hey, Ivan, first-time sleeper, right? Post-type sleeper on Bogarts?
I'm not the best source on this because I've been on the Bogarts bandwagon for as long as I properly learned how to spell his name. So,
well, look, I'm penciling him in for 40-40 this year. Is that conservative or on the low side?
Think higher.
I have been, honestly. I mean, I'm thinking Jose Canseco or whatever, best season ever, you know. Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Sky's the limit. Sky's the limit.
Yep. Yep. Anything is possible.
I mean, he's not a Jackie Bradley. He's not a completely, like, he's not a pitcher when he's batting because Jackie Bradley's one of the worst hitters I've ever seen in a Red Sox uniform, honestly.
I feel like people are forgetting we are 2 years removed from Xander Bogaerts being the number one prospect in baseball.
Yeah.
Number one. And
has he
now
ever
nobody's. Yes.
Like, even the minors?
Yes.
Let me look.
Am I misremembering this? I thought he scorched the minors.
Yeah, he did. He did all right in he's okay.
Let me tell you what I have for him this year for Xander is 15-15-300.
I don't think he can run like that.
He hit 290 when he played shortstop last year, so I don't think 300 is out of the realm of possibility.
But he doesn't run.
He'll steal 15 bases.
Oh, dude, I'll bet $50 he does it right now. There's
okay,
no way.
Well, look at that.
The highest
he's ever had
in any season is, what, 4, 5?
Yeah. He has, I think, something like 20 stolen bases in his entire professional career.
Oh, that's exactly right. 17 in the minors and 3 in the majors. So, yeah, he's pretty much a lock for 15, no question. I mean, 1,500 at-bats, he had 17, so he's a lock for 15.
I think he's in there. I think he's got it.
Okay. All right. Well, I would love to put some money on that.
Yeah, I'll look at it. We'll see.
Hey, how come the Red Sox...
Jimmy, by the way...
Like your boy, Alan Craig, Jimmy. How come they haven't dealt with him yet? Where's he going to play? Or is he going to play?
Who?
It was it
Alan Craig?
69. Is that him?
Oh, I don't know. Triple A? And right
there's no way Alan Craig's got an option left to go to Triple A.
Well, then I don't know. Or whatever.
I think he's a good guy for them because he can back up first base. He can play corner outfield spots. I mean, I think he's a good guy to come off the bench.
Man, I just think they're so crowded. I can't believe they haven't traded someone yet. That shocks me.
Go ahead.
Daniel Nava. Actually, good God, the Cardinals are going to trade for Daniel Nava, aren't they? Jesus fucking Christ.
Has there ever been a more Cardinals player than Daniel Nava that hasn't actually ever played for the Cardinals yet?
I mean, I don't even know what Daniel Nava would do there. We've already got Jason Hayward winning an MVP there. I might go to 40 for Jason Hayward in the draft this year. Deadly serious.
Well, that'll be about...
I have never been so sure someone's going to win the MVP as I am of him.
Is one of the
who has Hayward?
He's at like 29. He's not getting capped.
I think is that Sousa has Hayward? I only had him a couple years ago.
No, it's Nuzak.
It's Nuzak. So 37.
Yeah, he's not getting capped.
Well, no, but are we counting WAR as one of the stats this year, or...?
Well, no, because his defense
Wait,
is where
team,
it comes
whose
in.
Whose team did Nuzak take over? He took over Old Zach's team, right?
Yeah.
So Old Zach paid 32 for Jason Hayward.
Yeah, I remember. He was a big fan.
How did he leave? Why did he leave the league? I don't get it.
Jimmy told him to end his life.
Because he didn't really exist? I don't know.
I got shocked.
Jimmy said, end his life.
Can I be honest with you? I really wish you could have been with me in the balcony, in the corner of the balcony at BBCHS on the night I traded for Corey Kluber with him. Because it was mid-third quarter of a fucking foul fest. There were literally 25 fouls called in the third quarter of that game.
Foul.
And it was unreal. And Seuss can back that up. And I'm sitting there, and I was so bored, I saw Nuzak message me. He's like, would you trade for Kluber? And I'm like, if I didn't have to give up the world for him. And he sent me some weird offer, and I offered him, like, the guys I wasn't keeping back, like Odorizzi and a bunch of people, and Castellanos, and I think I even offered him Baez. And then he came back at me with it was so funny because he came back at me with Springer and Seattle pitcher that I wasn't going to keep and that
Walker.
I'm blanking on. Yes, Taiwan Walker and Francisco Lindor. And I'm like, well, I'm not giving you Springer. That's not happening. And he disappeared for a while, and the game ended. And then I didn't even notice. I was packing up equipment, so I didn't even notice until I got to my car that he messaged me back with the offer that I ended up accepting. And I was like, are you sure? He said, yeah, that's a great offer for me. And I'm like, all right, man, if you're sure, and then I sent it to everybody as I could, as quickly as possible. It was the funniest trade I've ever been involved with.
Who is he?
Oh, he doesn't know.
He's going to keep Francisco Lindor. Absolutely.
I have a pretty bad keeper list, but it's, like, way fucking better than his.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.